Hello, everyone. This is John hosting today's podcast. I'll be sharing with you all the proper ways to store your oxygen concentrator when it's not in use, based on an article I came across. The main takeaway from the article is that storing your oxygen concentrator correctly is really important. It helps the machine last longer, work better when you need it, and saves you money down the road from repairs. So it's definitely worth taking the time to do it right. Some key things the article mentioned. You'll want to give your concentrator a wipe down before storing to get any dust or dirt off. Also check things like filters and fully charge the battery. This preps it so it's in tip-top shape. Then when picking a storage spot, aim for somewhere cool, dry, and well ventilated. Think somewhere like a garage rather than a musty closet. You don't want your machine breathing in all that dirt and moisture. Location is important to keep it working smoothly. Once you've picked the place, the concentrator should be stored off the ground and in its original packaging or a cover for protection. No piling things on top that could damage it either. And very important, keep it upright. Don't try laying it on its side. If your model has removable batteries, take those out separately and store them in a temp-controlled place as well. We don't want them going flat during their vacation. Periodically check your stored equipment and batteries too, to make sure everything is still looking good. Overall, a little TLC for your oxygen buddy goes a long way. So there you have it, folks. Some handy tips to optimally store your concentrator. Tune in next time for more helpful health hints.